Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We are heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And yesterday, I began sharing a few verses of Psalm 140, and the subject matter is experiencing God's deliverance. David does not express what the difficulties were, but he was in a very difficult and dark place. Let me just read those first few verses, verse 5. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. Praise God. In verse 5 it says, Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. So David talks about his wonderful works. Well, there's four things that God does for us when we are in need of His deliverance, in need of His intervention, in need of His answers and wisdom and guidance. First of all, we can be in a very hard place. And it says He brings us up out of a horrible pit. And He brings us up out of the miry clay. That is a reference to a muddy swamp, a miry bog. And of course, it also, I believe, spiritually has reflections to our carnal nature. Man was made of the dust of the earth. And so I would submit to you that reflects to our flesh nature, the carnal man. And I'm sure we all have experienced being bogged down by our flesh nature, our carnal nature. But thank God for Jesus, because when we come to Him, He makes us a new creature. That's what 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And then in the book of Ephesians, Paul counsels us in chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We're to have the mind of Christ. He goes on to say, and that ye put on, that requires something of us. It is what we do. It is our effort. It is our willingness. It is our desire and our action that we put on the new man. Those things which God counsels of us in His Word, which, after God, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 6 through 8, goes on to say, and this is describing that whole horrible pit that sometimes we can get into as a result of our natural, the carnal man, to be, excuse me, to be carnally minded is death. Those are serious, strong words. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Beloved, there are two kingdoms, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God's dear Son, and the kingdom of darkness. He's translated us out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God. So what has He done? He brings us out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and there are a couple other things we're going to look at. He sets our feet upon a rock, and then he establishes our goings. This is what he does for us, those four wonderful works that he does. He brings us out of whatever our situation is, or whatever horrible pit we may be in, and he brings us up out of the miry clay, out of our own perspective, our carnal nature, of the natural man. He sets our feet upon a rock, which is, of course, Christ Jesus, and he establishes our going. And then we're going to learn why he did deliver us and what are the results and ramifications of that. So the third thing he does, after having us brought us up out of that miry clay, he puts our feet upon a rock. And of course, that rock represents Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation. It is what he did for us. That's a firm, sound foundation. It represents our security. Remember that a parable that Jesus gave about a man who built his house upon a rock, that the winds could come, the storms could blow, but it still stood in the midst of the storm. But if he built it on sand, well, when the storm arose, great was the fall and the destruction of the house that did not have a good foundation. So he is our solid foundation. Let me give you some scripture references. Psalm 18 and 2 says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust." And Psalm 27 and 5 says, a beautiful promise, "For in the time of trouble," hallelujah, what's God going to do? He's going to hide you. He shall hide me, David says, in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. Oh, it's a quiet, secret place. Shall he hide me? He shall set me up upon a rock. So in the time of trouble, he's not only going to hide you, preserve you from trouble by delivering you, but he's going to put you in a secret place. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He will set you up upon a rock." And then in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 4, it says, "And they all did drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them." This is referring to the people of Israel. And that rock was Christ. Hallelujah. And then let's look at those verses found in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 27. These are the words of Jesus. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man." I'm actually reading those scriptures I was referencing, "which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them shall be likened," or "that doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand." Jesus is talking about spiritual things, but this would be true in the natural. No one would want to build a house on such a shifting foundation as sand. Because in verse 27, he says, "And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Praise God. So what have we seen so far? That when we are in trouble, in a horrible pit, as we call unto God, he will lift us up out of the miry clay. He will set our feet upon a rock, a solid foundation, which is Jesus himself. It is the very Word of God. He is the Word made flesh, dwelt among us. And he will establish our goings. That's the fourth thing he does. And what does that refer to? It means that He would direct your steps. He would make your steps firm and assured. He would steady your steps. And this is indeed the life and the work of the redeemed. This is how God deals with us. You know, a man may imagine things or things he'd like to do, but the Lord directs our way. Those who have given their lives into God's hands, that He is always, although sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but He is always at work. His eyes are upon the righteous. His ear is open to their cry. He just doesn't deliver you. He just doesn't bring you out of a miry clay, but He directs you as well. And that primary root word, kun, that's K-U-W-N, it means to be erect, that is to stand perpendicular, to provide, to make provision, to make ready, set fast, aright, to be stable. Proverbs 16:9, and this is a great scripture, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Why does God deliver? Well, because He heard your cry. He heard my cry. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. That's Psalm 34 and 15. And then in 2 Samuel chapter 22, reading verses 4 through 7, the word says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called unto the Lord and cried unto my God. And He did hear my voice out of His temple. And my cry did enter into His ears. Praise God. Well, my time is running out, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. You may not have anyone that you as a partner in prayer. And if the Lord is moving on your heart, He has a reason. So I invite you to jot down that contact information with the announcer is going to give you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayer support. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,